This is officially my favorite interview so far this year. If you are on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, and your health and fitness is important to you, you have to follow Daniel. He is by far Instagram's coolest personal trainer. And through his platforms, Dan focuses on helping individuals become stronger, leaner, and less prone to injuries. Emphasizing the importance of proper movement and consistency in achieving long-term health goals, his content is practical and super engaging and aimed at helping people on all fitness levels improve mobility and strength. This reflects his commitment to making fitness accessible and sustainable to everyone. But before we get on with the show, please don't forget to subscribe wherever you find your favorite podcasts and leave a comment if you found the content interesting, and please share with everyone you care about. Dan, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so thrilled that you're on my show.
No problem. I appreciate it.
So let's dive in. I found you on Instagram, being the nutrition and exercise space myself, and I love your content. It's humorous. It gets to the point. I share it with all my clients because I work with a lot of women and everyone's obsessed with the scale and no one really pays attention to their consistency. And this is what you talk to. So what's your story and your background before we get into, you know, your social media presence?
My background is I've always been into like sports and fitness and things like that. Started playing sports when I was a kid, all the way up until now. Like fitness kind of like fell into my lap. I got into it by accident. It wasn't my plan, right? I've been an athlete pretty much all my life. Went to university for kinesiology. And then after that, my main plan, I was either going to go to the chiropractor route, or I wanted to be a professional basketball player.
Wow.
But I got injured and I couldn't get into chiropractic school. So I was like, let's give this personal training thing a try and see how it goes. And then from there, I got to meet like a lot of people, train with a lot of people with different conditions and see them grow. And I was like, actually, you know what? This is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Eventually got the opportunity to play professional basketball. So I went back to, originally I was born in Hong Kong. So I moved back for a few years before COVID. And it was during that time where like my body was like at its worst, right? Uh-huh. Like, on the outside, it's like, oh, you're in really good shape. But I'm like, on the inside, I feel like crap. Like I can't walk properly. I'm in pain every day. Like I'm spraining my ankles. Tendonitis. I had like pretty much every injury you can imagine. And then at that point, that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to switch up my training a little bit. I'm actually going to start taking care of my body a little bit more, work on my mobility, work on like my full range strength. And then after months to years, all the pain went away, more athletic, more stronger. I was like, huh, it actually works. Cool.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah. All right. So you became a full-on personal trainer. What drove you to move your content online? So your Instagram videos or YouTube videos, what was that process like for you?
Okay. So my beginning on Instagram had nothing to do with training. It was mostly just basketball content, right? Because like I was just, you know, just playing basketball, going to shows, like doing all the crazy dunks. So that's all I was doing. Mm-hmm. And then during COVID, I was like, well, the entire world is shut down, so I can't play basketball anymore. Let me start making like, you know, like regular just fitness content.
Yeah.
Eat more protein, eat more veggies, you know, that type of thing. But it wasn't going anywhere. And then I started like making content on TikTok during COVID. And then I did pretty well on TikTok. I didn't really take Instagram that seriously. I would post maybe once, maybe twice a week, something like that. And after a few years, there was one video that I made that talked about how to get stronger knees. Mm-hmm. And then that video got like a million views.
Right.
And then, yeah, all right. And then I went from like 3,000 followers to like 100K in about a week. And then from that point, I was like, huh, let me do more like joint strength training, how to like train your body properly, a little bit of nutrition. And then went from 100K to around like 300K in like a couple months. And then like it was dead for a while because like I started to do like, like meme content and like more like funny stuff. And then this year, at the beginning of the year, I was like, you know what? My account's been dead for a little bit. I'm just gonna go back to making videos that help people, right? And I'm just gonna figure out like what my style is. So like I would just watch like a bunch of like other creators and I'm like, oh, that's a pretty, I'm like, I like how you say that. Let me like put my own spin on it and see what happens. And it just came randomly, to be honest. And then there was a video that blew up about, I did another knee one, and that video took me from like 300K to like 400K in a week.
That's insane. That's amazing.
And then I was like, huh, okay, I'm just gonna keep that. And here we are.
Oh, that is so cool. And you never know what appeals to people. And I love what you said about researching what other people are doing and then putting your own spin on it, because it really is so uniquely your voice. And that's what makes it so watchable, because you can see you're not doing anyone else. This is you. And
Right.
it's super cool. But you said that your memes kind of didn't really work out. I think those are so effective. They are, the
Yeah.
slow talking. We've said this to our clients 1,000 times. Do I have to slow down and really break it down for you? It's very clever. So, what gave you the idea to do that?
It was an accident.
Okay.
It was an accident. So like if you look at some of my earlier videos, especially from like last year or a year and a half, I'll be talking at normal pace. Or the trend at the time was like the fast pace, fast cuts type of, like content, right? Like it was okay. But like this year, I was like, you know what? Let me slow things down. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just gonna slow things down. I'm just gonna talk a little bit slower, right? And I did not do it on purpose. People just were like, hey, that actually makes sense. I like that you slow things down. And like you're like really like talking to me. And I was like, huh, I'm talking to you. Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna make like really good eye contact into the camera and talk even slower. And boom. I did not plan that. It just happened.
That's incredible, because that is so effective, and it's almost magnetic. You cannot not watch your clips because they really draw you in. It's super clever. So where did you get your idea for your content?
Questions that people ask all the time. Like, I mean, like you're in the health space too, right? So it's just you get the same like 10 questions over and over and over, right? And then for me, because like just the way that I think, I used to think that this in my head, I'm like, yeah, more protein, eat more veggies. And that should be like,
Common knowledge.
everybody should know that, right? I'm like, everybody should know that. But the questions that I would get, I'm like, oh, you really don't know that. Huh. You know what? Let me try to make this as simple as possible. So I would get content from like people that ask questions, my personal experience, and even the people that I've worked with in the past as well.
No,
Yeah.
it is so effective. And like you said, we're both in the health space, but you have to repeat yourself over and over again. And I've made content so that I don't have to repeat myself. Just play the video as many times as you need to until it gets through your head.
Yeah.
And now I send them your
Yeah.
video because you do it better. Let's face it. What is the most ridiculous
Yeah.
question you get asked over and over again?
Oh, every week it gets more and more ridiculous, it could be anywhere from, is it a good idea if I do a water fast for like 5 days? I'm like, what? Or like someone would be like, oh, in one of your videos, you said protein is really good and you showed eggs. Is it okay if I eat like 15 eggs in a day? I'm like, oh, what?
No.
I'm like, no. Or like anything that has to do with workouts. You know, oh, what can I do to target this area? What kind of special exercise would like shave my leg down? Something like that. And I tell everybody the same thing. I'm just like, eat your protein, eat your veggies, work out 3 times a week, and be patient. The problem they have with is the be patient.
And one of the great themes that you bring through in your videos is
Yes.
consistency. I don't know if it's men as well, but all the women I work with, if they don't lose, a pound of body fat a week, they almost like become like
Yeah.
suicidal. And it's not about that. And I think your the repetition and the consistency in your videos, which just trying to drum home for people, is just eat properly and exercise and do it for a long, long
Yes.
time. Eventually, over a large period of time, like 6 months, all that fat will have gone if you are consistent. Instead of drilling down into the nitty-gritty of what you are doing today and whether you cheated and whether you, oh man. So I think we all go.
100%.
Would you say there are particular issues that women face as opposed to men?
I mean, yeah, obviously, because like our bodies are like a little bit different, right? Or I mean, the issues on both sides are slightly different. On the men's side, I usually have to deal with like ego most of the time, and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna let you go in that direction. I'm gonna let you make the mistakes, and then when you come to your senses, then we'll talk. I gotta like break them a little bit. On the women's side is more of the like what you just said. I'm like, okay, everything that you learned about fitness and health, forget it, right? Men in black, this is the neuralizer. We're gonna start from blank slate, right? Everything that you've ever learned, assume that it's wrong. Okay. Now we're just going to do the basics, right? We're going to do the basics. Don't worry about nothing else. Don't worry about the scale. And then obviously like monthly cycles come into play as well. For ladies, I always tell them, I need you to let me know how your body reacts during your monthly cycles, right? And to my surprise, at least 8 out of 10 have no clue how that works. So they're like, I don't know how my body reacts. I'm like, okay, well, we gotta find out then. We have to, right, I know. We have to find out. So I'm like, okay, take your weight before your week comes, during your week, after your week, we gotta see the difference. And then they're like, oh my God, I never knew that that was a thing. I'm like, yeah, right. So I usually take that approach. I gotta be a little bit more strategic with ladies. Right. And I also got to like constantly remind them, like, don't worry about the scale. Right. Also, you didn't gain fat in one day. Like, the meal that you ate last night, don't worry about it. Right. It's water. It's going to come off later. All you got to do, just keep going, keep going, keep going. Right. And then eventually they come around.
For those who are listening and are intrigued by what you're
Yeah.
saying, let's talk about why you can't gain fat overnight. And very often, I said, you said, they say, well, I had a dinner last night, drank lots of wine, I'm a kilo heavier, 2 pounds heavier this morning. And they assume it's that. Why is this not physiologically possible?
I mean, like if you understand the math, just the math about fat gain, the amount of calories that you're going to have to eat in a single day is ridiculous, right?
Like 7,000 calories to gain a
Right.
pound.
Exactly. It's nuts. So I'm like, okay. Like when I talk to people, I'm like, okay, what did you eat? What did you have last night? I'm like, okay, you had a little bit more carbs. When you eat carbs, it soaks up water, right? Did you have something salty to drink? Yeah. Okay. That soaks up water too. How much sleep did you have last night? Not much. I'm like, okay, your body's a little bit stressed out. So you're going to be retaining even more water. And I'm like, listen, you can put on like 1 to 5 pounds of water in a day, right? Depending on the person. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah. And then just give it a few days, the water's going to go away eventually. So like just getting them to understand in a day, it's impossible to gain 1 pound of pure fat. Like, you're gonna have to go absolutely crazy without getting sick.
That and you will get sick. This is just going to happen. Yeah. So,
Right.
also for the ladies listening, in your words, can you tell us as women why it is so important for us to train heavy with weights more than running on a treadmill and doing crazy cardio for long-term fat loss?
Oh boy. Okay. Oh. I've answered this question so many times.
I know.
Oh my God. Okay. So basically, strength training and like getting strong and putting on muscle, especially for women, is a non-negotiable, right? Because it's one of those things where you don't see the effect like immediately. You're going to see it 10 years, 20 years later. Right. So I've talked to like a lot of like older women, like 40s to 60s. They all say the same thing. They're like, oh, so when I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, I was able to do this and eat this and nothing would happen. But now, like in my 40s and in my 50s, I'm gaining everything like really fast. What's going on? I'm like, okay, number one, when was the last time you lifted weights? Oh, maybe like 10 years ago. I'm like, okay, so. You need to know that every year, every decade, you lose a specific amount of muscle mass and you lose bone density as well. As you get older, you have a little friend called perimenopause that's about to start, right? Which accelerates it a little bit. As you lose muscle, as you lose bone density, you get weaker, your metabolism slows down. And eating, if you're eating the same amount of calories that you did in your 20s, it's going to be way easier to put on X amount of weight, right? So I'm like, lifting weights, getting strong is a way to fight against all that decrease. It's going to increase your metabolism. It's going to help you get strong. It's going to help balance your hormones. You know what I mean? And it'll be easier to lose weight, and it's also going to be easier to maintain whatever weight that you lose, right? Because like I always hear, oh, last year I lost 40 pounds, but I gained it right back. I'm like, well, you didn't eat protein, you didn't eat veggies, you didn't lift weights. So yeah, of course. Right. So I'm just like, you have to get strong. You don't want to be like one of those old people that you see that you fall once and that completely destroys your entire life.
And it does, huh?
Like, right. I'm like, muscle is your insurance. You
It's
need it.
insurance. That's actually how we have to look at it.
Yeah, your muscle is your insurance.
And I think, the latest, I mean, Ozempic and these GLP-1 peptides have actually been around for 15, 16 years, but they're just making crazy, headlines in the media now because they're becoming more prescribed. But all the drama around that with people losing muscle, it's just because they're not eating, and
They're
it's
not
because
eating.
they're not training. And if you eat enough protein and still train while you're on a GLP-1, you won't lose muscle. I mean, it's almost ridiculous logic. But why do you think we evade logic like we do as human beings?
I mean, like for as human beings, well, the first thing is that we like it when things seem complicated, because I don't know, I guess in our brains it's like, oh yeah, that's really complicated. That means it has to work, right? And then also, we love, especially in this day and age, we love instant gratification. So we see the things online. It's like, oh, I lost 20 pounds in a month by using just this pill,
Not
right?
possible.
I lost 10 pounds in a week by this magic formula. And everyone's like, oh, I like that, right? And then, but they don't realize it's like, yeah, but you lost everything. You lost fat, you lost water, you lost muscle.
You lost
You're
everything.
gonna feel really weak. You're most likely gonna gain back all that weight that you lost, right? So we like fast. That's why microwave society, we like fast.
No, completely. That makes a lot of sense. So you work with people online. Your training is predominantly online.
Oh no. It's mostly in person. I'm in Toronto, well, Toronto, to keep it simple.
All right.
Yes.
So people can reach out to you if they are in your city.
Yes.
So what I wanted to ask is, have you out of all of your clients, is there someone who really stands out for you? Someone who surprised you? I think we all have clients who we think, oh my goodness, this isn't going to work. Should I give them their money back? And they surprise you. Can you share that story with us?
I have quite a few. They're like, and then like we're working with people, like you have like the average, you have people that fall off, you have people that
Yeah.
like, just average results, right? And then you just have like a handful that absolutely smashes it, right? Let's see. I had this one lady. She started at around 280, 285 pounds, right? But
Wow.
she was strength training, like she was really strong and she wanted to lose the
Okay.
weight. Like we went through like a lot of like trial and error, and like that dreaded like that plateau phase for fat loss. When you get that plateau,
Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah, that was mentally tough because she was in that for like 4 or 5 months. But after a while, I was like, hey, listen, just keep going, keep strength training. You're doing
Right.
everything right. Your body just has to adjust, right? Just keep it going. It took about a year and a half. She went from 280 to 85 all the way down to 190. And I was like,
Wow.
holy crap. I'm like, okay, that's what
Yeah.
I'm talking about, right? So she's one on the weight loss side. I like the ones that I enjoy the most are the ones that get really, really strong, right? So I had this one girl, I still train with her right now in person. When she came to me the first time, she was 90 pounds. Very pale skinned, very frail, very weak. And she was like,
Yeah.
so I used to do this fitness influencers workout like on YouTube, and I stopped eating carbs for a year. And I was like,
Whoa.
why would you do that? And
Yeah.
she lost her period for a year because she was under eating, right? So I'm like, okay, this is gonna take a lot of time. But we have to
Yeah.
reverse all of that, right? So I
Yeah.
had to like re-educate her on like how food works. It's okay to eat carbs. Like you can have some, it's fine. And then we're just gonna strength train. And then she couldn't even like hold herself up in a plank. Now she can do like 20 push-ups, no problem. We went through like an emotional phase where she went from like 90 pounds all the way up to about 105 pounds, reversed out of her like her no period. So she has regular periods now. But there was a span of like 8 months where like her personal life got crazy and she had a bad relationship with food. She's like a binge eater and a stress eater. She went from 105 pounds all the way up to like close to 130 pounds in months, right? But I was like, hey, just keep training. We even had to have like training sessions where I was like, you know what, we're not training today, we're gonna go out for a walk. Like I need you to talk to me, like tell me what's going on in your life. And it would just be like therapy sessions, like she's crying for an hour, right? And after months, eventually everything clicked for her, right? And she was like, you know what, I get it. And she went from like close to 130, dipped all the way back down to like 115. Right now she is at one like 106, but ripped, lean, fantastic relationship with food, stronger than ever, like deadlifting like 200 pounds, hip thrust 200 pounds, push-ups, pull-ups. I'm just like, yes, exactly. I'm like, good job. Right. So that's just one of two.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you think, this is a question I get asked a lot, do you feel that people have to hit rock bottom before they can go the distance?
Unfortunately, most of the time, yes. Yeah.
I
Yes.
agree. Yeah, that's what it takes.
Yeah. Because like even for me, like I hit my rock bottom when I was like 25 and I can't get out of bed. That was my rock bottom. I'm like, okay, I need to change.
Yeah, that was for me as well. It had to get to that point where you've got no other choice. You get yourself up and you get moving, or there's no other choice.
There's no choice.
Wow, Dan, do you love what you do? It sounds like you absolutely love working with people and you get energized from seeing people change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why we all do what we do,
Yeah.
because it, I mean, This is what life's about. We help each other, and that's so important.
Like I think the for me anyway, like the joy I get is just seeing people go from like one state or one mindset and just watching their progression and them into like 100% independent, like they just know how everything works. Just seeing that progression is absolutely fantastic. But like for me, I always laugh because like all my clients, they always have the same questions. And I'm just like, you think that you're like a unique case, but you're actually not. Everybody asks the same questions. All I'm going to tell you is just stick with it. Trust me. I'm like, just stick with it. Eventually, there's going to be a switch that flips. And when it finally flips, they're like, oh, I get it. And like, I don't know how it is with you, but for me, I don't know why, but like my clients, it usually takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months before
Actually,
they get it, right? Because I'll say the same things from day one, and then like 6 months later, they'll be like, hey, so I ate like a lot of protein today, and guess what? I had energy throughout the whole day. And I was like, oh, really? Oh,
Really?
tell me more. Yeah, I ate veggies and I didn't have like a crash in the middle of the day. I'm like, oh, interesting how that works. Huh. They're like, oh, I did my stretches and I woke up without any pain. I'm like, isn't that a miracle? Wow, who would have guessed?
Love that. Love it. But it's also they take. It's just before they give up that they finally get it. So it's on that point of like, I can't do this anymore is when everything turns. And it
Yes.
does take between 3 to 6 months before the penny drops.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. I wish it was shorter, but it is what it is.
It is what
Yeah.
it is. So Daniel, bless you for bringing light to so many people's lives. I love what you do. I'm such a fan. I share your videos with everybody all the time, all my clients. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
It's
you.
making a difference in people's lives, and I really would love to just get the message out more and more.
100%. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Like I didn't expect like things like this to happen. For me, it's just I just want to like make things simple for people and just like help people out, you know?
You are certainly doing that, and
Yeah.
you are changing lives in the process. So, yeah, long may that last.
But, hey, thank you very much. I feel the same way.